Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
So here was sort of the social experiment that we wanted to do. So we wanted to send a couple of staff members out, and we wanted to have a public proposal of marriage. We all know what happens when a man proposes to a woman.
Congratulations, fantastic!
Free drinks for everybody.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Free flights. You're allowed to drive 85 miles an hour.
Happy.
The whole world opens up to you after you get engaged. So we wanted to video a proposal between man and a woman, and then compare it, same situation, between a man asking another man to be their life partner and get reactions. So we send intern Brandon and Frankie.
What's up, guys?
Frankie.
Yay.
And this starts in Kennesaw, right, Brandon?
Okay. Yep. Starts at in Kennesaw, and Applebee's, I believe, was the first place we went to.
The first place we tried.
Most romantic restaurant in town.
Well, that's how many proposals happen at Applebee's. Hell yeah.
I mean, but there was too many families there, so we didn't.
Well, there was not enough people at Applebee's. At Chili's, there were too many families around, and we were like, we don't want to
expose the kids to the gayness.
Well, we were all talking about it, and
this is a banner morning for Melissa.
We don't want to. We don't want to be the one.
And I'm heading to a damn straight wedding this weekend, so I'm having a good day.
Melissa's defeated. Well, you don't know how the reaction was yet.
Oh,
so maybe
yes, I do.
We didn't want to be the ones that had to force a family discussion. I mean, we don't.
That's cool.
Yeah, so. We opted to go to a different place.
Okay, so you were doing the same proposals in the same place?
No, we're going to do them in different places.
We're getting two different places, but around the same area.
Okay, both in Kennesaw?
Both in Kennesaw.
All right, so the proposal with man and woman happens first. Set the scene for me here.
We went to Bahama Breeze, and they had a guy up there playing guitar, and so we...
Is it just me, or does Frankie sound baked out of his skull?
Is this a little 420 week for you?
Yeah.
It's been 421, it's been 422, 423.
Somebody's been up all night, right?
Yeah, it's been a long night.
Okay.
But I waited and asked her, my friend Melanie, and Crystal went with me to videotape it, and I asked Melanie to go to the bathroom, and when she did, I asked the guy who was playing the guitar if he would let me borrow the mic. And I told him I wanted to propose to my girlfriend. I met her here. And so the mic goes throughout the entire restaurant, the parking lot, across the street. It was ridiculous. And so I get on the mic and I get everybody's attention. And the way she played it off just made me act even more. It was, the audio is great of her just flipping out. And she did it just like, you know, you would expect a woman to flip out. And she went around showing everybody the ring and just, it was awesome. But yeah, we got a great reaction.
Is there a chance
from the
she
crowd.
Thinks you're really engaged now?
Yeah, right.
Did you tell her this is a bit?
Yeah, she knows it was a joke, right?
No.
You should call her up today and go, okay, I've got the wedding planner all lined up. All right, so here's audio of Frankie actually proposing. What else did I want to add to this? I think that's it. Oh, yeah, and the video is already up online or will be up later
it
on.
It will
today.
Be up. They had to edit in the audio for one of them, but. It'll be up soon.
Excuse me, everybody. Can I get your attention for a second, please? I have an announcement to make. Melanie, I've been with her for 3 years now. And I know since the first day that I met you that I wanted you to be my wife.
Congratulations, thank you.
So pretty standard stuff. Everybody's all excited, right? Like, paint the scene for me. Everybody seems to be clapping.
Oh, everybody was clapping, shaking my hand. She was, you know, running around, showing everybody the ring. You know, it was amazing. Everybody's coming up, shaking her hand. Congratulations.
Did you get a free order of potato skins or anything?
No, we actually got coconut shrimp.
Okay, good.
And, you know, I mean, I had to have a couple drinks because it's kind of nerve-wracking to get out. I've never proposed to anybody before, so it was kind of nerve-wracking.
So
and,
you had a practice run for when the real thing happens.
Right.
And, so all goes well. Everything's pretty much exactly what you think. All right, and then you move on.
Yeah, and then dudes were hating. all over the restaurant. They were so mad because my friend, she's very attractive.
Oh, okay.
And so she, you know, she's as soon as we get done so we can get out of there, she's like screaming, check, please, you know, acting like we need to go home or whatnot.
Because you got to do it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And we walk by these dudes that are giving us, you know, or giving me a dirty look, you know, because we're engaged now. And she just screams, oh, it's so big. You know, that was so funny. And then we went off to Bailey's.
Okay. And Bailey's is where we enter intern Brandon, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's where I come in to play at this point because I replace Melanie.
Okay.
As Frankie's proposal partner.
And this is pretty much the same situation. Is this on mic or is this
my friend Melanie knows the manager, so she said, can he
Melanie,
get them?
Melanie, your ex-fiance.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Quick breakup.
Yes. You know.
We moved on fast.
Well, you know, I'm greedy. So she tells him asks him if we can grab the mic and says, oh, I have a proposal, you know, to make.
And he has no idea that this is going to be man-on-man proposal.
Okay. No. And, you know, I asked Brandon to go to the bathroom, too, and he comes and gives me the mic. And then I have to wait until the song ends, give him the high sign, and then I get everybody's attention. And this place is packed.
So not only are how many people in Kennesaw with a packed bar, but they're in it, and you're proposing to a man who is black.
Yes. And it's a
we did have a black man that took part in this bit.
Yeah.
It was two for Tuesdays also, so.
And it was packed full of testosterone.
It was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mind you, I live literally 3 miles down the road, so I'm seeing people I've seen on campus in the complex.
We had no idea.
Yeah.
And all the right. more uncomfortable he got, the better I got.
Right.
It made me want to do it even more.
Okay, so let's try to pay attention to the crowd sound of after Frankie proposes here to intern Brandon.
I've known this man for a couple of years. I met him here. Oh, God. Brandon. Everybody say hi, Brandon. All right. I love this man, and today, I want you to be my life partner.
Okay, that wasn't awful.
That wasn't bad.
Well, no. Okay. No, the cheers came from Melanie.
Yeah,
everything was
right
silent
us.
Until Melanie started clapping. The looks we got on camera from people, and I had two friends at the bars who said that some people were not saying some nice things.
So if Melanie didn't get up and sort of act as the applause meter or applause person, then it would have been silent, you
well,
think?
Well, without her clapping, and you know, you hear that first, woo, that was Melanie, and then people started going in on it. But other than that, it was completely silent. You can see it in the video.
Are this you upset that Melanie got over your relationship so quickly?
Thank God he's with somebody else!
This was Tuesday night, and they had the Braves on one of the TV, and it was right before Jason Heyward hit the game-tying home run, and that place
oh my God,
lit,
you're bringing up sports again.
That, no, I'm just
Honey.
Saying, that place lit up when Heyward hit the home run.
Sure.
And when we did our proposal thing, dead silent.
Really?
You don't have to be embarrassed about it, baby.
You know, it's all right. Nobody else matters. It's just me and you here right
now. We hugged it out.
Just me and you, baby.
Now, somebody did say something to you about it, though, right?
I believe they said something to Frankie.
Yeah, I went into the bathroom about 10 minutes later, and some dude told me to F off twice. The second time, just to make sure I heard him.
Really?
Yeah, I was just washing my hands, and I heard it. I turned around. I didn't say anything. Then he wouldn't even look me in the face, either.
Sort of under his breath, like cowardly.
No, it wasn't under his breath.
Was it Carl?
No, it was some dude that was sitting all alone.
So it's pretty.
He just wanted in on the action.
Yeah, and you know, so I asked for his number.
Yeah. Two plus me equals three.
It doesn't sound like it's a really fair comparison, though, because I mean,
why not?
I don't know, because it isn't a sports bar, right? And
no, I think that's an indication exactly of what would happen.
We're still not ready for this.
Yes.
Now it depends on, like, I think if you did it at. What's the place next to Outright? And
well, if you did it in Midtown, you're going to get applause. Mm-hmm. Of course.
There's a sports
I volunteer Bert and Jeff to do the next one then.
I got no beef.
Again?
Bert said no to Jeff the first year, okay?
I got no beef. Okay, this is them again proposing to each other.
I've known this man for a couple of years. I met him here. His name's Brandon. Everybody say hi, Brandon. All right. I love this man. And today.
Now, at this point, everybody thinks you're going to say that my boy's he's getting married.
He's getting married.
So they're all like, hey, this is my guy right here.
I want you to be my life partner.
No.
Oh.
That other high pitched scream was Brandon.
Oh, really? I didn't know it was a joke until afterwards.
So there really wasn't much there. Melissa.
I have no game, so
what?
This is
my life. I mean, y'all, this is fun. It's a bit. Oh, it's an experimentation. This is my life.
Well, it's not like you weren't there when we were brainstorming it. I mean,
no, I'm just saying, but you're asking me my reaction. It's like, I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised that somebody would refuse to do it. I'm not surprised that there would be no reaction, you know? Yeah, but of course it's hurtful. It doesn't ever get easier, you know?
I wonder what the reaction would be if you did it in a more gay-friendly part of town. Like, if you did it in Midtown at Nicky Moto's.
There'd be cheers.
There'd be cheers.
Would everybody cheer?
Do you think the straight couple would get less applause than the gay couple?
Not at all.
Both would get the same.
Same.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know either. Maybe, we got to do it again, guys.
One more time.
Here, Bird Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
All right, this should be the last day for All or Nothing trivia, right?
Please.
Oh,
yesterday should have been last day.
Because I can't take the email anymore.
Yeah.
I know the answer.
I know the answer. I know number 5.
I know it
is. You tell me in the email and I'm going to give you all the prizes right there? No, it doesn't work that way.
You've got to get through on the phones and make all 5 guesses and get all 5 right.
And I don't even know who the 5th person is.
I don't either.
Melissa, what is the question that we've been playing with for the last 5 days?
Who are the top 5 most endowed men in Hollywood? That's what this list is. And All or Nothing trivia works that Bert ask this question, and then you give 5 answers, because there are 5 answers, and then he tells you how many you got right, but not which ones you got right. And if you've been listening over the past few days, then you'll see this pattern form. And the reason I tease about everybody saying I know number 5 is because pretty much if you've been listening, you know 4 of the 5 mm-hmm. already.
And Jen gave you a big old hint yesterday mm-hmm. of who the 5th guy was. And every day we add another prize, so check out this list of prizes, y'all. The first day, it was John Mayer in concert at Aaron's, so that stays in there. Second day was 60-minute massage at the Intercontinental Buckhead. Then we gave you $50 to Fado. These are all on the line for today. We're not taking anything back, okay? Mm-hmm. Tickets to Lady Antebellum at Aaron's Amphitheater in May. Facial from Soothe Massage Studio. Yesterday was a pair of tickets to Lilith Fair at Aaron's. And today, Sheryl Crow and Colby Calais tickets.
Wow.
Whoa. Nice. That's awesome.
So the stakes are high. It's a big old prize here. All you got to do is get all 5 right.
All big old answers.
Hey, Josh, literally. Good morning.
Big.
Yellow.
This is me?
Yeah, are you Josh?
Oh, yeah, it's Cheater Josh from yesterday.
Hey, man, what's going on?
I think I got it, man. I'm going to need a drum roll for it.
Okay, you're sure you got it this time?
That's confidence.
Yeah, I did a lot of research yesterday, so I'm hoping
okay.
I got it.
All right.
Okay. I mean, did you go to Hollywood and check out?
Flew out to L.A. Lined them up.
All right, y'all ready for me to end
yes.
this? No, wait, hold on. If you say this thing's over, I'm going to give you the trombones or whatever.
Trumpets. Yeah, I'm going to need it.
All right, here it is.
Here we are.
He's going to give you the trombones.
who are the 5 guys with the biggest trombones in
calm down, Jim.
In Hollywood?
I got Leonardo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher, Jamie Foxx, David Spade, and Hugh Jackman.
You are wrong. You got 4.
No way.
4.
I went to 150 names, and he's the youngest of 5, man. And
sorry,
I looked up
bro.
Every well endowed.
Sorry, man.
All right, appreciate it.
4 of 5. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the research.
Don't
it's
go
dedication.
Away angry. Just go away. Aww. Sonia, good morning. You are on Q100.
Hi, Bert. How are you?
Good, Sonia. How are you?
Good. I have it.
Okay, right, here we right. are.
Here they are, all 5 now.
Okay, Jamie Foxx, Ashton Kutcher, Leo DiCaprio, David Spade, and Jack Black.
Jack Black.
I don't want to think about that.
No, but you want to think about David Spade?
No.
Different strokes for different folks. Somebody likes them.
Sonia, you got 4 correct.
Are you kidding me?
I am not goodness. Kidding you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh.
The anguish.
The anguish. Wham.
That's why I listen to the fish most of the time.
I hate those guys and their stupid objectifying of men.
Sam, good morning. You are on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher, Jamie Foxx, David Spade, and Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington. You got 4 of 5.
Oh, crap. Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
I love that dudes are answering this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't. Because like if my friend won it, I would have to give him a lot of grief and then go with him to Lilith Fair.
A lot of chicks there.
Good morning to Jill. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hey. How are y'all?
Good.
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, let's get to this thing. We're looking for the 5 celebrities that are known as being the best endowed in Hollywood.
Okay, Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. Mm-hmm.
Ashton Kutcher.
Mm-hmm.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm-hmm. David Spade.
There you go.
And David Arquette.
David Arquette, she says. Okay, we're done.
That's it!
David Arquette.
Really?
Wow. I know before the clue, too.
David Arquette.
And then I checked last night, and he's younger than 5.
Is Courtney it just me, Cox's or the fact that only husband. One black man is on this list is fascinating?
It almost discredits it. Discredits the whole list.
Does anybody find it credits why they've stayed married for so long.
No.
Yeah, David Arquette to Courtney Cox.
Yep. Courtney Cox, Arquette.
It is actually top 10 list. The other Moore. 5 guys on the list are this. Jamie Kennedy is on the top 10 list, but not in the top 5. Brian Austin Green is on the list. He was guest at one point. Mm-hmm. Jared Leto? Mm-hmm.
Leto
is on the list.
I said Leto. Is it Leto?
I say Leto.
Oh. Andy Dick. Come on.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
Yes. It's just gross.
No.
And a guy I'm not too familiar with, Michael Rosenbaum, he plays Lex Luthor on Smallville, is in the top 10 also.
Oh.
But Jill, you got all of those prizes, all right?
There you go, Jill. You should go brag to all your friends today.
I know. I'm so excited.
That was me on Q100 telling them who had the biggest penises in Hollywood. That was
me. My fiance was not happy about me calling today.
So for those of you just checking it out today, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher, Jamie Foxx, David Arquette, and David Spade, all the 5 most well-endowed celebrities in Hollywood. All right, Jill, you got it all. Sheryl Crow tickets, Colby Calais, Lilith Fair, Soothe Massage Studio, Lady Antebellum. We're sending you to Fado, 60-minute massage at the Intercontinental Buckhead, and you got tickets to John Mayer also.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
You
Thank
earned it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Bird Show.
I want to mention this while I was at Claremont Lounge. Legendary experience. Yeah. Blondie dance. Blondie lap dance.
Nice.
Stacy bought it for me. I didn't know who it was at the time.
I mean, you got top shelf at Claremont to get Blondie to give you a lap dance.
It was actually bought for somebody else, but she started working her way around the, you know, all the dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And she took my head and firmly put it between her 73-year-old
Atta
breasts.
Boy.
Oh, stop
Atta
it.
73. Boy. And you know what I said? Thank you. Because she is a legend there. Thank you.
Right.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Here is Serge. So we get into this heated conversation on Friday. With Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the center of it was, what was the center? I mean, I don't want to say,
There was a bit in which we were going to have two guys go out into a public place and one was going to propose to the other to see the public's reaction to it. And Carl was initially approached to do this for us and Carl refused because he said it made him uncomfortable. So we confronted him on the air Friday about that.
So Serge called up at that point. And he had a very strong opinion about it and outed himself on the radio. He's like, this is the first time I've ever talked about this, and here it is publicly.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to check in with him today to see if any family heard it, friends heard it, coworkers, and what's been going on. Hey, Serge.
Hey.
How are you today?
How are you doing?
Good.
I've taken off work today
mm-hmm.
because Friday was pretty interesting.
What happened?
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Well, I'm not going to say the experience was bad. It was outside of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that I've been pretty much sleepless all weekend.
What?
Because, you know, I've been working at the same place for the last 5 years, and prior to this, if I talked about relationships with other coworkers, it was in terms of the past, mm-hmm. because I haven't been in a relationship since 2004, and my last long term was with a woman. And whenever I talked about that relationship, it was like in a conversation about relationships with someone who was experiencing some challenges in a relationship of their own, and normally it was about the dynamics of men versus women.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make it clear that prior to Friday, I never really talked about any romantic relationships with men except with one or two gay coworkers that kind of were respectful of me not wanting to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
With them, I never really talked much about the relationships with women.
Mm-hmm.
I've had about 3 long-term and with women and 2 with men, and I've been pretty much dating men exclusively since that last relationship with a woman. So for the gay women, men and women at work, I'm pretty much gay for those that know, and for the straight population, they assume I'm straight.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sort of under stealth mode. So that said, here's what happened. My work area is sort of at a service window, so I pretty much see everyone coming and going on a floor, and I'm kind of known throughout the office since I've been there for a while. And 15 minutes after I arrived from work, the first person stopped by to tell me how courageous I was about talking about the situation, and she really appreciated getting to hear what I had to say
mm-hmm.
and to assure that the firm was behind me. I was kind of surprised even though I knew it was coming, because I know talking about it, you know, on the radio kind of gives open license for people to just talk about it in general.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly don't have the personality that allows me to go up to a coworker to address something like that about that sort of thing, even if it's to comfort them or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So that opened up, and I was sort of really uncomfortable talking about it at work. But it was fine. I mean, I knew what was coming after I did it. Even though I told her it wasn't courageous, it was sort of impulsive. You know, I forgot that there was a voice disguiser that I could go behind, and I forgot to change my name. But at the same time, I wanted to be honest on the radio because I was kind of coming at you guys in defense of Carl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure I was completely out there if I was going to call anything into question.
And there has to be something subconscious in you that wanted to set this in motion.
I admit that. I'm it's been a year of change for me, mm-hmm. 2010, so I guess this is part of it too.
Good for you.
And why did you take today off? I'm curious, because her comments were very supportive.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what was coming.
Okay.
The next thing was that one of the gay coworkers that I spoke with
mm-hmm.
Came up and was really making a big deal about the whole thing, because I had actually posted what was going on Facebook, and it's a closed Facebook, but I have like a coworker filter there, and so he got to see it, and he came up, and it wasn't necessarily not supportive, but it was sort of like he was really making like a, you know, you should have been out more. Or not that he said those things, but he was really trying to be flamboyant at in front of my desk, you know. And he was, there's my boss sitting in a, who doesn't know yet.
I can't quite pinpoint exactly
what he did.
Yeah, what he did.
Well,
that...
no, okay. What
define
he did was, he
define
was,
him being flamboyant
saying,
at your
gay,
desk.
Gay, you know, he was pointing his finger, literally saying, gay, gay, gay.
I like teasing you.
Yeah, he was teasing me. And, I mean, we sort of have that kind of relationship, but I hadn't told my boss yet what was going on, and he was doing it in front of my boss's office. So I felt like the choice of being able to talk about it was getting taken out of hand.
So why the decision to take the day off then? Like, because you're not there today, probably more people are going to talk about it in the office than if you were there.
Right, well, that's true. But, you see, I'm simultaneously like a very private person and an open book at the same time. I mean, I realized that I had talked about it. I went in, I worked through my day. I had several people stop by. I also had like a big wig stop by to tell me that the business was behind me, and they wanted the whole surge, not just one person, you know, there. But then I started really freaking out about the information being so free. You know, mm-hmm. it was something that I did on impulse, and that I was ready to talk about it. But once it leaves your lips,
and it's out just there. Goes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then it's out there, and then it just goes and it gets in moving, and it's in motion, and it seems like you weren't really ready for it to be in motion. So by not going to work today, you're able to control a situation that you felt like was out of control on Friday.
But yeah, I've got to say for people who get fired from being gay, I just want to put it in perspective that you are lucky to be at this office, mm-hmm. because you had more mm-hmm. than one person come to you and say the firm is behind you. And so I do think that all this insecurity is coming from within you.
Yes,
it's not a hostile work environment. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. many gay people would love to be in a situation mm-hmm. that in a conservative environment where somebody walks up to them and says, I just want to let you know the firm is behind you. So you're very lucky.
Well, here's the interesting thing. You remember when we were talking about the issue of the black community and homosexuality?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All of the people that came to be supportive were all black. Were all white, I'm sorry. They were all white.
Mm-hmm.
There were people that I used to talk to every morning that are black that just walked by. Except there was just one person who said hello, and then that was it.
Yeah, Carl and I had that conversation outside the office or outside the studio on Friday about this very thing, too.
Really?
It's very, very different. It's very, very different, and that's why his attitude was he didn't want to get involved in it whatsoever. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, they may not all have listened to it, and maybe I was hyper aware of mm-hmm. being conscious of something, some hostility, but it was really strange. There's only one other person who came to talk that I went to talk to about it, and she was supportive, but all the other, it was like a ratio of 1 to 10.
Well, it's like, I reiterate that your insecurity is coming from within you. And I understand that the black community is not as open-minded as the white community. And I challenge Friday that needs to change and it shouldn't just be okay. But also, I think that, you know, people wear different style of clothing and people don't pay attention to them. People, you know, like there's so many things that you can be insecure about. Mm-hmm. And if you're not insecure, you put your energy toward the people that are supportive of you and it ends up being more white people, then be supportive of the white people. Mm-hmm. Don't waste your energy worrying about the guy that passed by you that didn't look at you, because, I mean, be proud of yourself and the firm's right. behind you, and you're not going to lose your job. And it's not a hostile That's work true. Environment just because a couple mm-hmm. people didn't say
right,
hi.
Right.
So That's I think that, yeah, I don't understand why you're backing out of work today.
Hey, Serge, we got to run here, man. But thank you for sharing okay. everything with us. Appreciate it.
Okay. Congratulations.
I appreciate you giving me the forum.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
It's a good thing. Congratulations. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
The Burt Show.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So I am obsessed with As Seen on TV products. I mean, I have been in the store many times. Mm-hmm. I have a Bump It. I have one of those pet eggs. Mm-hmm. I bought one of those ab belts, you know, you put around your abs because I thought I'd get abs easier.
The little shocky thing was?
Well, I had that in middle school. No, there's another one.
Middle school?
Yeah, they were really popular.
Middle school? You're trapping one of those like little...
It was peer pressure back in the day. Everybody had one.
Who doesn't have abs in middle school?
Well, no, everyone just had one. I don't know. It was just
A middle
really
schooler with
cool.
a six-pack is a weird
cool to
look.
It was cool to say you owned one. You didn't do anything with it. I mean, it just was cool to own it. So I just owned one in middle school because I thought it was neat. No, they have now an ab belt that... makes you sweat. Pretty much, it's a big heating pad.
Is
so I got wriggled off.
Does it vibrate? It like jiggles the abs
no,
away?
You no. literally put it on and heat. it makes your stomach sweat.
I've seen the one that like makes your stomach abs supposed Weird. To like convulse, and it's supposed to be equivalent to like a workout. But
right.
yeah,
anybody I've ever talked to that spent the $30 on it said it's a total waste of
yeah,
time.
Yeah, no, it doesn't really do anything. You just sit there with a heating pad on your stomach and it makes you sweat and it doesn't do anything. But 15 minutes a day, you're supposed to have amazing abs. Never right. saw those results. But obsessed with the store. So the other weekend, I wake up early. I'm bored. It's like 7 in the morning, which the only thing on TV really is like infomercials.
Right.
So I always watch these infomercials. Usually it's for like the chopper, which I'm obsessed with now.
Got the chopper yet.
What is the chopper?
The chopper is just something you can use. You can use it in your kitchen and it just chops like fruits, vegetables. It can make shakes and it makes like ingredients really easy to like put stuff in the oven and it takes like 5 minutes
awesome.
To chop.
It's also like a knife.
No, it's different.
It chops different. Really fast and it's 5 minutes.
Is this the slap chop thing?
Yeah.
We have that.
It doesn't work?
It's fine, but it's loud. It's not like the kink. It's like wham! Like you're trying to like drive a nail.
Your ears hurt after you use
it's
it all night?
It's loud.
Well, they make it seem like it's really easy, and I think that's the point of infomercials. It makes it the product right. appealing, and it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, I live in an apartment complex. I don't have a yard. I don't have any plants that I grow. I don't have any of that. So I turn on the TV and...
I think we were all in college, and we know that you can grow plants inside.
Come on now, Wendy. You can be a horticulturist.
Well, I don't have any plants right now. No, I'm not growing anything. There's nothing to mow. I don't have any of that. So I turn on this infomercial, and I don't even have the product that I need to attach this other product to. But I came within maybe 5 minutes. Like, the commercial was probably an hour long. I watched it the entire hour. At 59 minutes, I was about to call and buy this product. It was an attachment for your weed eater. So it is called the Weed Thrasher. And so much so, I actually printed it out while the infomercial was running.
That's great.
So is it just longer blades on it or something?
Oh,
I mean, eventually it's
going
to hit you in the shin, right?
No, there's 12 quick change cutters on this bad boy.
For what?
It just cuts your weeds better. I don't know what the appeal was.
You don't even have a yard.
I don't have a yard.
Oh my God,
I don't even have a weed whacker. No, I don't have a weed whacker. But I literally had my phone in my hands going to call because this product can change your life. It can make your yard amazing. I was like, maybe I could just use it around the apartment complex, like trim up everything around the pool. I was like, I don't know, but this thing looks so amazing because the guy on there was just selling it to
me. Those guys are so good at that. I talked to somebody this weekend at Tin Lizzie's that was going out with a girl a couple of months ago that used to drive to St. Pete because I think that's where a lot of these infomercials are filmed. Mm-hmm. She was making $1,000 an hour to do that. She was working like 12 hours making they get $1,000 an hour to be one of those people that sells that stuff on QVC.
Like on QVC, right?
$1,000 an hour.
Wow. Yeah. Well, they do an amazing job because I almost bought a weed thrasher for a yard that I don't own and was just going to do yard work for people for fun just so I can have this 12 cutter set that I had to put on a weed eater. So then I'd have to buy a weed eater and the cutters at the same
time. How much does it cost?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, it doesn't have the price on here.
Of course it doesn't, because it's in three easy payments.
An issue. When you want something that is so perfect for you, price is not
whatever
even
it costs. I will buy it for you and a weed eater if you just take care of my yard for the summer.
I will say that some of those things that you order on TV do work really great.
Like what?
Like those green bags that like keep your produce for longer. Have y'all seen those?
Do they work?
Yes,
they do.
They totally work. Yeah, they keep your produce lasting longer. And then producer Tracy got me the perfect brownie for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that thing's badass.
Does that work?
Awesome. Yes, it works great.
Well, she got your attention now, Melissa.
Brownies, yes.
But you want the perfect brownie.
That's right.
Well, of course Melissa's giving us her attention. We're talking about weed and brownies in the same
sentence. That's true. That's right. Going back to the fact that, yes, you can grow a plant in the closet and have the perfect brownie all in the same house.
By my weed thrasher.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.